All right, we're back here on Yarnbro. Our buddy Jim Brogan, host of More Living with Jim Brogan. That's Saturdays 9 till 10, 3 until 4 here on News Talk 98.7. And his weekday job consists of keeping an eye on a lot of things that are from the financial world. Jim, good morning, sir.
Good morning, Bob. How are you?
Oh, we're doing great. We're just talking about monkeys and chimps or just bizarre pets that you've had. Have you ever had a bizarre pet in your life? Not a bizarre one, but something outside of the typical dog.
And I think you've met my wife, Bob. We're not ever going to have something too bizarre.
That's a great point. Yes.
Now, I've had some friends that have, but... Yeah, not me.
That's a great point, and I do agree with you about that, Jim. Let's dive in. Federal Reserve paused its interest rate hikes this week. European Central Bank continues to hike interest rates. What does all this, what does it mean ultimately for us?
Well, it's very interesting. The Fed, they did pause just this month, but there is an expectation in the markets that they will continue to do at least one, if not two, more rate hikes. And the Fed, in their statement, really indicated a willingness to hold rates pretty high for a while. So when we say, what does that all mean, and the fact that the European Bank is raising rates, is continuing to increase rates, there's still a concern about persistent inflation. And the Fed and the European Central Bank are very concerned that if they don't take a very tight money position, that inflation will not come back down. Now, inflation is back down to 4%. So it's come down a lot just in the last few months. But, you know, the Fed's target is 2%, and I think it's going to be pretty dang difficult to get to 2%. So I think the Fed is going to continue to keep rates pretty high. I don't know that they'll go a whole lot higher, but I think everybody is still concerned about inflation is the bottom line.
So is this ultimately a good move, or do other things need to happen to get it, the inflation down to where it needs to be?
I think pausing was a good move, but I think they're going to need to increase rates more quickly, more. It would be a better way to say that. I do think they're going to do that, and I think they need to because the inflation, they've got to get it down. And I think ultimately there's a pretty decent probability it does trigger recession.
What does Wall Street think of this pause in the interest rate hikes?
Wall Street has reacted favorably. So, you know, the market likes easy money policy. And to me, there is a little bit of a disconnect in the way the market is interpreting what the Fed may do moving forward versus what the Fed is saying. I think the market is expecting the Fed will not keep rates high for as long as maybe they will. So that just leads to potential for volatility because anytime the market gets things that don't meet their expectations, the market gets choppy. That doesn't necessarily mean it's going to go down a lot. It just means choppy, up and down and up and down.
All right, so we got the Feds who paused the interest rate hikes. Still, though, there are some folks still feeling the interest rate hikes and inflation. What do you recommend they focus on to maybe make this squeeze a little more manageable?
I think there are several things, Bob. One is to pay down debt. If you can possibly pay down debt, I think people need to do that. You know, if you've got a home equity line of credit and they're charging you prime or prime minus one and the rate skyrocketed, but you've also got some cash at the bank, pay down that line. If you get an emergency, you can always go back into the line of credit. Another thing is to take advantage of the higher interest rates with savings accounts. You know, we're seeing yields now, Bob, on just money market money's well over 4.5%, and we're seeing short-term CDs of 3 and 6 months that are now up over 5. So there's no reason to have a significant amount of cash sitting at a bank making 0.5% or even 1%. So other than the money you need to cover your routine checking account types of things, get that money working for you, even if it's a money market, because it's up over 4.5%.
Yeah, that sounds like certainly a decent return for sure. And the 3 and 6 month CDs at over 5%. So what about those who are saving for retirement? Anything specific they can do right now to try to avoid this squeeze?
Yeah, it's tough because we've got inflation going up at, you know, until recently it's been up over 5% for 12 months. But people's wages are going up. You know, we've seen the wage increases have been 5 to 6%. So people are continuing to spend money. So what that would tell me, Bob, is it is a great time to fine-tune your budget, see where all the money is going, and use extra resources to either pay down debt or to invest for your future. That could be building up an emergency fund in a money market or a CD, but it also could be investing more in a 401k or a 403b. So I think fine-tuning the budget and trying to pump more money towards either debt or savings and investments, it's a critical time to do that. People have been getting nice raises, so it's a great time to do that.
What do you say to the younger generation when they get when they come to seek retirement advice at a young age? What's the best thing for them these days?
I think probably the number one thing young people need to understand is getting started early, because of the way compound interest is, can make such a dramatic difference. The difference in starting at age 25, Bob, versus starting at age 35 could literally mean the difference in having over two to maybe as much as three times more money when you're retired, just by starting 10 years earlier.
What?
That's
something simple like a 401k or just really anything.
Anything, or an IRA or a Roth would be good because of the tax-free nature of it. But the retirement accounts are the best way to accumulate wealth, whether it's a 401k, an IRA, a Roth. But they have restrictions until you're 59 and a half. And while there's exceptions to those, as a rule, that is long-term money. So fundamentally, young people, they need to start building their pot for wealth, and then they need to start building some additional pots for short-term emergencies and for things that they're going to buy in 4, 5, or 6 years. And so I'm a big fan of it, like, think of them as buckets of money. Each bucket has its own goal. You know, because if you said, Jim, how are you investing money, or should I invest money I don't need for 30 years, I'd say you should invest for long-term growth and be aggressive, but be diversified. If you said, Jim, I'm going to buy a car in 2 years. I'm saving money. What should it be invested in? Not the stock market, because that's a gamble. It should be invested in CDs that'll pay a guaranteed, or something like that that'll pay a guaranteed return, because we don't know where the market will be in a year or two. So fundamentally setting up buckets based on time horizon, but getting started early, Bob, that's the number one thing. And you know what? If you're already in your 30s or even into your 40s and you haven't been doing it, it's never too late to get started.
Yeah, I think that's a great bottom line takeaway. It's never too late, regardless of that age. It's going to make a difference at some point. Jim, I mentioned your show, More Living with Jim Brogan. By the way, great conversation you had this past weekend with the Knox County School Superintendent. I really enjoyed that.
Well, thank you. Yeah, it was very revealing, and I really liked hearing his vision. You know, he's been there just over a year now, and I really liked hearing his vision of how he's trying to take Knox County schools. I think we got some great things going on in the county, in our school system, and great improvements being made.
That was a really good conversation. Let's look forward to this coming Saturday. Who will join you on More Living with Jim Brogan?
Yes, we're talking with someone from the Tennessee Securities Division, and we're going to talk about two very important topics that are becoming more and more pervasive in our lives. We're talking about investment fraud, and we're talking about identity theft, and what people need to be aware of and what they need to be doing to protect themselves.
Very good.
Important topic.
I think so. And we'll look forward to hearing that this Saturday from 9 till 10 in the morning Saturday and 3 until 4 again that afternoon. Jim, always a pleasure. Have a great day, and look forward to talking to you again soon.
Thank you, Bob. Have a great afternoon.
Take care. There's Jim Brogan. You can reach out to him at 865-862-6800 or online at broganfinancial.com.